Hi guys, this is Kat from Crystal Bar Soap. Today we're going to be doing a tiny Q&A. I made a post on social media for you guys to send me questions, and I'm going to answer those right now. If you want to be involved in the conversation, if you want to send me your questions, make sure to find us on Instagram, on Facebook, on email. Just send us your questions, and I'll make sure to answer them in a future podcast. Okay, so let's get into this. The first question here is, were you scared starting your business, and do you have any tips to move past this fear? Whew, that's a good one. I like that. Okay. I don't think starting a business isn't scary. Starting a new project and starting this new path on life can't be scary because it's so exciting. There's so much opportunity and room to growth. And I think that's a very natural human thing. I think all humans all the time want to be presented with opportunities to grow. So that's not scary. And I know what you're talking about. There is this fear. There's this fear of failing. There's this fear of doubts. There's all these fears. And I've listened to this guy for a really long time who talks about starving the doubt. And I don't know where doubt comes from. I don't know why we are constantly being influenced that we can't do something. And you can hear it in the voices of people around you. You can hear it in your mom when you tell her you want to start a business and she's like, oh, well, like, are you sure? Like, you have a really stable job. And like, she's being caring, and she just wants to make sure that you're okay and you have money and you're going to do good in this role. But she's also creating doubt that you can't do it. She's not saying, F yes, like, go out and do it. You're going to be amazing. This is exactly what you're meant to do. She's creating reasons for you not to go out there and do it. Or like when you go to your boss and say that you're going to leave in 2 weeks and you tell them what you want to do, and they're like, oh, well, like, if it doesn't work, you always have a job here, you can come back. And I don't get that way of thinking, and I don't like how people just like don't full out support you, because that support is like the key factor in thriving. And when I started my own business, I had a lot of those people feeding me doubt. I had a lot of people that didn't believe in me. And I was definitely in the headspace where I believed in myself so much that it was very easy for me to like cut those people out of my life. And then I was only surrounded by people that believed in what I was doing and understood what I was doing. And I think that was a really, really important step that I made, was eliminating people that were causing doubt in my life and people that were empowering me to continue on my path. I think that would be my biggest tip for anyone, is be super hyper aware of those people that create doubt in your life. If you bring up a topic, think about like what you need to receive. And if you're hearing the opposite of that, if you're hearing them question your abilities, not believing in you, not supporting you, like, that's a pretty big sign that they're going to have a negative opinion of the things you're doing. And even for myself, 3 years later, I've moved my business from like Canada to America. I've hired employees. Like, I'm doing pretty okay. There's still people that make fun of me and think that I'm going to fail and that I'm going to have to like go get a real job after this, and that's still a hobby. And it's really, really frustrating, but like, I can't waste my time waiting for them to see the potential in me. And so I don't even bother anymore. I know what I'm doing. And if you're not on the same page, well, then good luck on your own path, and I'll talk to you later. So that would be my biggest tip for that. I love business talks. Like, I wish I could just know exactly what you're starting and I could just like feed into your soul, because I think starting your own thing is one of the coolest things ever. And if you can just fight through all of like life is going to throw at you. Actually, this is what I want to say too, is that if you are interested in starting your own business, you have to be prepared to have life throw everything at you not to succeed. I don't know why this is, but to get to the other side, to get to that success side, you have to go through the worst experience of your life. It's what I call like an initiation phase. Like, it's like you're not worthy unless you can go through all this junk. And I think any person that's been successful, like, should not be underestimated, because to be successful, to have to fight every single day to make your mission, your goal a reality is a big challenge. And I admire any single person that started their own business and has made it through that, because that's a big reality of this job. And as long as you are aware that life is going to throw things at you, and that you can just understand that if you can just make it over this hurdle, you're going to be stronger and better and more prepared to move on and keep going, then you're going to be just fine. You're going to make it. You just have to never, ever, ever give up on yourself. I've literally sat crying on my floor because of so much drama, and I pull up my phone and I call someone. I just say, like, hey, like, just so you know, I'm not going to give up. Even things are going crazy, life is hard, I'm not going to give up. And I think that's a big reason why I'm here. So those are my two things. Don't let anyone create doubt in your life, and don't ever, ever stop believing in yourself, because that flame, oh, just hang on to it forever, because that is like the key to success. Oh, so good. I'm so happy already. Just like even talking about that flame, it like fires me up inside my soul. Like I can feel from like right in my heart, like the flame lighting up my entire body, and just it makes me so happy. And because I believe in myself so much, and I believe that every other person on this planet has that ability to light that flame and like go out into the world and make big, big waves, big impact. And you just got to light it, and you got to keep it lit, and just don't let anyone hurt it ever. Oh, my favorite topic. So good. Okay. Another business question here. What's your favorite part about your business? Oh, seriously, my favorite part about my business is that I did it. I did it myself for a really long time, and I made it over like the phase of turning it from a hobby to a business. And the point that I considered it a business is when I started hiring people, because that mental hurdle of it's no longer just me and it's a team was very difficult for me. But now that I've made it over that hurdle, I'm so grateful to have people around me. And like, look at the work we get to do. Oh my goodness, I'm beyond blessed for the rest of my life. I get to go to work with people that I love, that are interested in being creative and helping people and learning about this work that we're doing. And we get to make products that go to people that change their life. And like, I know a lot of people just see what we're doing as making soap and it's a novelty thing or whatever it is, but I have a book of every email that I've ever been sent that's positive, and that it's filled with people's voices of how they were finally able to take one bar of soap and one shower and one evening and change their life. They finally took time to focus on them. And I'm obsessed with this idea of small changes. I think everyone's always so concerned about making like a big change in the world, but I'm very much focused on these tiny steps. And especially in the self-care world, it's so hard to value yourself and to even consider giving yourself space and time to work on your needs. And I think what Crystal Bar does is you get this package in the mail, and it's a bar of soap. But when you go into the shower for the first time and you get to look at it and you get to feel the energy and you get to pause for a moment and really just soak that in, I think that's a lot of people's first time giving themselves self-care and looking into their self for the first time. Because even when you go to crystal stores, like, you're surrounded by people. You don't have that intimacy, that connection, that moment where the rest of the world kind of fades away and all of your energy just pulls into you like a wave. I've been there 100 times. I literally cry in the shower all the time because it's so emotional for me. And I think the fact that I have a business where I hire people that we promote this like self-care environment and everyone's being taken care of, and then we get to produce a product that helps other people do that. Gosh, I'm living the dream. I don't even care. I could live in a box for the rest of my life, but as long as I get to do this work, I'm so grateful. I love it. Okay, let's see what else we have. How do you motivate yourself to stick to a consistent schedule? Well, now that I have people that I work with, it's very easy because they have a consistent schedule, and then I have an obligation to show up and be there for them during those time phases. So waking up and going to work, that's just like anyone else's job. Like, I have an obligation to be there, so I show up. But every single day after work and when I leave to go home, I don't stop working. I am obsessed with what I can do and what my work is on this planet. And I think when you're really passionate about something and you're obsessed with something that you're working on, and especially when it's going well, because it's really hard to do this when it's not going well, but when it's going well, it's easy because it's fun. It's your passion, right? I remember this, I have this song, maybe I'll like put in a clip in over my like horrible singing, but I like think about it every single time I get this question. And it's called like, it's like, hey, 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 I'm on vacation every single day because I love my occupation. I love this song so much because that line is just so important to me. And that's what I wish every single person on this planet can have, is like, when you love what you're doing, when you love your work, when you love what you do every day, it's easy to have a schedule because you want to work on it. And I think if you want to think about like what you're doing on this planet, and if you go to work and you're unhappy and you come home and you're unhappy and you're not working on something that makes you excited, I think you just got to take a moment and rethink what it is that you want to do. And I think every single person should have something that they're working on that they could do till 5 o'clock in the morning because they love it so much. And I have a lot of friends in my life now that are like that. And I think that's a very, going back to what I said about people that create doubt in your life, like I've now surrounded myself with people that are on the same mission as me, that have the same abilities to work on things that they love, and that when things go bad, they're still willing to do it, and we inspire each other. And I think that's everything. I think having people around you doing something that you're inspired by and not doubting yourself just makes it a winning situation. Those are the keys to success, guys. Like, if you are sitting there and you're forcing something to work, but you're not happy about it, like those are signs. Those are signs from the universe. Those are signs from yourself that this is not right for you. And you maybe just need to take a step back and rethink everything that you're doing, because why are you putting all of this energy? Like, we're human, right? Like, think of us as like we're not robots. Like, we can't work forever. We're not just like a plug in and turn on thing. Like, we have energy that our body makes from the food that we consume, and that energy has to go out. It's a cycle. And if we're wasting that energy on things that we're not happy with, then it's just that, it's wasted energy. And I think imagine if everyone in the world could take the energy that they want and they're passionate about and throw it towards things that they are like obsessed with, and then that thing that they're working on can create more energy for them because they're feeling their fire, their passion, because it's rewarding to work on the things that you enjoy. And then you're only creating this like stronger engine where like the flame inside you gets bigger and bigger, and it's easier to work on. And that's how really big changes happen. And that's why people are able to do such amazing things, because they found their passion in life and that's what they're working on. And like, I definitely don't believe that every single person should start their own business. Like, sometimes being a mother is someone's passion. And in order to do that, you need to find a way to have an income, because that's just a part of life. So maybe they work 3 hours, 4 hours, 5 hours out of the day, and then they get to come home, and that's what feeds their fire, and that's what motivates them to work at home, because they're gaining something from that experience. They're gaining money and wealth to let them have their passion on the side, which is being at home and taking care of their family. And I think that's a really, really important thing to think about all the time, is like, you don't have to do your passion all of the time. You don't have to quit your job to chase your dreams. Like, that sounds really bad, but like, sometimes we need things to help us get there, right? Like, sometimes you need a job to fund your new project. Sometimes you need a partner that like starves the doubt for you. Like, that's how all relationships work, whether it's a relationship with your job, whether it's a relationship with like your friends or like your loved ones. Like, relationships are there because they give us something. We put something into it and we get something back. And how that is, whether it's friendship, companionship, money, something to do, like there's something that we're always gaining from it, right? And if you can find a way to build up something around you where you're able to take from what you need and invest it into your passion, that's a circle there too. I wish I could like draw a visual of what this looks like, because there's so many different paths. Like, I probably will end up start talking over myself, and I'll say one thing and then I'll like say like the opposite too, but it's because nothing is one way. Like, you don't need to, like, yes, you 100% you could quit your job and go do it, or you could stay with your job, or you could not need to do this job thing and you just want to go live out in the woods. Like, who am I to ever tell you what to do? I think you just all have to like listen to yourself and look at the pieces you have in front of you, look at where you're trying to go, and figure out what it is that you need to take with you in order to get there. And that's how, like, I know so many of you have had friendships where you guys were best friends, like you couldn't even be separated. And then all of a sudden that friendship isn't needed anymore, and you're able to move on and go your own ways because you guys have, you helped each other grow, and now you guys are on your own new paths. And I think that's a very, very beautiful thing. I don't think friendships ending are ever sad, because it shows an evolution in who you are, and you've gained things to move forward with. So just always think about what it is you have around you, what it is you need, and just find where you get that passion from, what lights your soul on fire, and then think about what it is that you need to feed that. We're all like little fires, guys. Like, just, do you need fuel? Do you need fire? Firewood? Do you need a little bit of oxygen? Like, those are like the pieces to keep your soul like lit up, and then that's what allows you to move forward. Oh, such a cute little analogy. I wish that we could all just like, could you imagine a world where we all had like the Tony Stark like inserts, but it was like a little flame, like a furnace. You could walk around and see if people had like a little furnace or like a really big furnace, and we could figure out how to like keep each other's fire alive. And that's how we started looking at each other. Oh my goodness, what a beautiful place. I wish that existed, but that's only a cat fantasy. It only exists in my mind. But I think when you can look at people like that, it, like, people show you. People are kind of all the same. Like, we all kind of slouch and not smile as much when the flame's dying. And when the flame's lit, we're all lit, right? I think that's where that saying came from. We're all happy. We're all having a good time. Like, just got to figure out how to keep that flame alive for you and others. And I think that's a beautiful thing to work on in this world. Okay, guys, well, I've answered a few of the questions. I really like the three that we talked about because I feel like they were all really much connected. And I'm definitely going to do more of these Q&A. So stay with us, keep following us, and keep sending me your questions. Okay, love you guys so much. Have a great day. Bye.